Blog Talk Radio.
Of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Anything But Ordinary Radio. I am your host, Michael McCleary. Yes, Chris Bloss was so nice to introduce me, and it's interesting, that's the last time I'm going to hear that intro. So it's a really interesting night, because for those of you who don't know, this is my last show, and I'm really excited to talk to all of you, to share with you our callers, our guests tonight, and my guest co-host for the night, Tamara Schilling, is with us tonight, and I'm really excited to bring her on the air. Tamara, how are you doing tonight? Well, we just lost her. No Tamara. She will have to call back in because she was on the line and dropped off. So we will have to bring her back in just a moment. But tonight's guests I'm really excited to have on, too, because I've been trying to get these two forever to be on the show, both Scott Brandon Hoffman and also Jolene Setterfield. Wow, man, what is with me and Jolene's name? Let's talk about that when we get her on the air. But really excited to have them both on the show tonight. And it was kind of funny because, like I said, I have been trying to get them for a long time, probably 4 months, last Scott when he gets on. But it's fun, too, because they're a really, really fun and entertaining couple. And I'm excited to have them on to talk about how they are inspiring people all over the world to really live their dreams, live their passions, and to be themselves. Not to be somebody else, but to be themselves. And I think that's one of the most important things that we all can do. In fact, it's a big part of my journey is coming to grips with that, being happy, being excited to be me. And so we come full circle on the show tonight because we are back to that spot, to follow your passion. Starting the show 18 months ago was about following my passion, doing something different, and I have met so many amazing people through the show. And I have my guest co-host back with me. I'm excited about that. And she is one of those people that I met because of the show. In fact, the first time I contacted her was to be a guest on my show, and she has become my best friend, Ms. Tamara Schilling. Tamara, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, and sounds like you are, too.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a really fun show, and for those of you who don't know Tamara, I'm sure most of you do, because she's our most popular guest on the show, and I'm so excited that she was available to share this last show with me. And in fact, like I said, Tamara is my BFF, my best friend, and it's really exciting because this show, again, talking about coming full circle, the reason we met for the first time was because I wanted to have her as a guest on a show. And it was funny because we had this contact, and then she just disappeared on me. She was supposed to be on an episode and just never, ever showed up.
It's true. I didn't show up. It's horrible. What a horrible story, Michael. But, you know, this is what I say, Michael. It's all about timing, baby, and it just wasn't the right time.
It just wasn't. You're right. And now is the perfect time because you are here with us tonight, and I'm so excited to have you on the show for, I don't know, what is this, like the fifth, sixth, seventh time now?
Yes, yes. And, the reason your show is so amazing, Michael, because, you know, you're phenomenal, but – your audience is a hoot. I have so much fun playing around. It's like adult playground playtime with your audience. I'm absolutely captivated by them, in love with them, and have so much fun with them on the chat room.
And you know what's cool is our guests tonight love playing around and having fun. So it's going to be a really, really fun time. And I want to also share as well that just for those of you who are tuning in going, is this the last episode of Anything But Ordinary Radio? No, it's not. It's just the last one is me with me as host. My co-host, my regular co-host, Maria DiGiovanni, who will be with us at the bottom of the hour, is going to be taking over hosting duties. And I will drop in from time to time as co-host, but she will be taking over the show, and I couldn't leave the show in better hands than Maria. And so I'm really excited to see what she does with this, how she runs with the show, and takes it to a whole different level.
And you know, Michael, you're hot, baby, but Maria, hot. So I'm sure you are so smart when you handed the baton to that dynamic woman. My gosh, she's amazing.
She is. And you know, without further ado, I'd like to get on our first two guests and, well, our only two guests for the show, unless someone else wants to call in. And if you do want to call in, please feel free to give us a call at 347-857-3760. That's 347-857-3760. If you have a question for anyone, any of our guests, myself, Tamara, Maria when she drops in a little bit later, feel free to give us a call there or drop into our chat room. Our chat room is getting pretty busy as well. Feel free to ask a question. Have fun playing in there and just have a really, really good time. That's what this show is about tonight. It's about having fun. You know, things change in life, but let's have some fun. So I'd like to introduce our two guests, Scott Brandon Hoffman and Jolene Sitterfield. A little bio about Scott, and he's a philosopher, speaker, host, comic, writer, producer, lifelong seeker of the truth, and a bit of a spiritual outlaw, which is his favorite part, and I really like that. He's a spiritual outlaw. He's into raw foods, health, yoga, fitness, starting authentic revolutions, transformation, and another one of my favorite parts, shenanigans. We're going to be talking a lot about having some fun with some shenanigans tonight. And then Jolene as well. Jolene is an internationally acclaimed psychic medium, visionary, intuitive, divine channel, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, freelance writer, ebook author, and a sixth sensory level 3 practitioner. Her personal guidance helps people connect to their divine inner spirit and create powerful transformation in their lives. Her teaching combines divine intuition and knowledge gathered from many years of studying spirituality. Scott and Jolene, how are you doing tonight? Scott, Jolene. Well, I guess we don't have Scott or Jolene.
All I hear is
Tamara,
crickets,
are you still with
honey.
Me?
Of course I'm still
I'm,
with you. I would never
I know.
Michael. I guess we're talking about sex tonight then.
I guess we are. You know, I thought it was Scott and Jolene on this line because they were going to call in with Skype, and it just came in right away, right as people were calling in, so I didn't get a chance to screen it. But I believe if it's not Scott and Jolene who are dialed in with Skype, it must be our good friend Harry Shade. Harry, are you on the line with us right now? No. We're just losing everybody tonight. The line just dropped. All right,
wow.
Everyone. It's one of those nights. The universe is sending me a message. Coach Cher is sharing in the chat room, and I think the universe is sharing a message with me. Does that mean I'm not supposed to leave the show? What do you think, Tamara?
I think you're just supposed to talk about sex. Maybe, Michael, this is just to remind you that this is all a dream anyway, and you've already left the show.
I have. Let's see. Okay, we have our Skype
Hello?
Caller again. Let's see. Hello, who's on the line with us?
It's the secret people that are hiding behind the first Skype call. We figured, what a better way to introduce a
fun comedy call by losing the guest on the first 5 minutes.
I love it. Perfect. See, all right. Now, see, we do have Scott and Jolene with us, and I'm excited.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us okay? Because I know we're on Skype, so.
Yeah, we know we can hear you great. In fact, this is one of the funny things we talked about, because Scott and Jolene are in the same location, and for when we do these shows, when people call in, what can be really difficult is you get this reverb if two people are really close to each other, which I know Scott and Jolene like to be, is really close to each other.
We'll
so we were discussing. Yeah, we were discussing if someone was going to be in the closet, you know, and someone else was going to be in another room, where they were going to be. But they're both with us together by speakerphone on Skype, so I'm glad to have you both with us tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You know, thanks, and especially thanks for being on the last show, and I kind of, when I introduced the both of you in the beginning, it was so funny because I have worked and worked and worked to have you both on the show, and it's funny because Tamara, who's guest co-hosting as well, I worked and worked and worked forever to have on the show, so that has turned out really well. So I'm hoping that this newfound friendship will turn out really well with the both of the two of you as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure we'll be lifelong friends forever now. And if we get Harry Shade on the call, we can mess with him too.
Yeah, we could. You know, hey Harry. Oh, you know what he is? He has called in. And Harry, how are you doing tonight?
Say it isn't so.
There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah, say it isn't so. Michael, you're allowing this vixen, this siren, this seductive temptress to remove you from the airways. I'm appalled.
Where is she? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm wondering which temptress is removing me from the airwaves, Harry?
Tamara.
Wow. Well, how did it become her fault?
No, I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that out there for you know, the hell of it.
Hey, this ain't the Harry and Phil show.
Shut up, Scott.
I feel so powerful now. Wow.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Jolene.
Tamara's changing history.
Hi.
Hey, Harry.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, you asked me to come
Harry.
On here, Scott, so here I am.
Yeah, Scott, you have anything to share with Harry?
I have a lot to share about Harry. You said there was no FCC regulations on this one?
No, there's no FCC regulations. This one is all about shenanigans.
I have nothing but beautiful things to say about Harry except for the dirt. No problem. He's a good man. We have nothing bad to say about Harry. Harry's a good guy.
Oh, come on, Scott. I was hoping for something interesting out of that.
Well, I'll put it up on Facebook later.
All right, well, Harry just so happened to have his hand up when you mentioned his name, so I brought him in, and totally out of sequence, totally out of the way that I would have normally done it, but I just couldn't help myself. So, Harry, do you have anything you want to share with us before I kick you off the show again?
Yeah, saucy balls. Let's talk about saucy balls.
Oh, are we
so offended,
already?
Harry? We are so offended that you would talk about saucy balls on our call.
I don't think anything offends you.
That's true. I am the offendee or the offender.
For those of you who don't know, this was a topic we had last week with Tamara. We were talking about balls, right, Tamara?
Yes, we were talking about empowering men by not cutting off their balls. Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Let them have their balls. They're there for a good reason. We love them as women, so I was telling the ladies to stop cutting them off. Just leave them alone. Support them. Touch them tenderly. Be kind to them. They're good.
I agree.
So do I.
Yeah. Here, here.
Here.
Right, Jolene, I'm sure Jolene agrees. She's probably a ball supporter as well.
She's actually supporting them as we speak.
I am, just right now.
I love you guys.
In fact, we'll be right back.
Oh, I'm instant fans of the Scott and Jolene show.
Good.
Well, somebody has to be.
Michael, I just joined in for a moment to have a little fun. Go back to your show. I'm going to listen, and maybe I'll pop in later, but you guys have fun.
Yeah, thanks for taking us down the route of balls, Harry.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, Harry.
Bye,
nothing,
Harry.
Nothing more out of you, Harry.
Well,
all right.
Michael,
love you guys.
Question. Am I allowed to ask a question, Michael, as co-host?
You're co-host. You're certainly allowed to ask a question. Is it for Harry before I kick him off, or is it for Scott and Jolene?
No, it's for Scott and Jolene.
All right, bye, Harry.
Is that with or without the saucy balls?
Well, you know what? You're going to have to let me know according to this question because I'm very curious. I read about both of you. I really want to know about a little bit about who is going to be on tonight. And I'm fascinated with the two of you. And I wanted to ask, if you don't mind, I am wild about relationships and how people end up connecting. Would you guys mind talking about how you met? That seems very, very sexy to me.
You want her version or my version?
We want the sexy version. Would that be Jolene?
You want the sexy kind of the sexy polished version? All right, we'll start with that actually. So you can start.
Okay.
You can start, and then I'll take away the awesomeness part of it.
Yeah, it's interesting because I actually was in contact with Scott last July, I think.
And we should probably clarify that Jolene lives in the UK and I live in LA.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a bit more tricky, but it was about last August, July or August, and I was doing a photo shoot with one of our mutual friends over in the UK, and I can't honestly remember how I actually found Scott on Facebook. It was on Facebook, and there was like a mutual comment, and I think it was on their wedding photographs or something like that, and my intuition was just kind of like...
Boy, he's hot. I got to have him.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
I got
to
have him.
It actually didn't say that, but we'll just pretend it did. So, yes, that's what it said. It was like, yeah, I've got to have Scott. And it was just a kind of like, oh, you know, I feel like I should reach out to this guy. It wasn't like obvious at first. It was just kind of, I'll reach out to him. And I can't honestly remember why, other than I'll follow my intuition, like I always pretty much do. And it was just like, okay, I'll message him. And then it kind of went from there. It was a bit weird because we'd been messaging back and forth, and I think he thought it was a bit of a nutcase at that point. Because
stalker.
I was not a stalker. Sorry. No, I was not stalking him. I'll just clarify that. He was actually messaging me back as well. And it, oh, God.
Kind of making you feel wanted.
That's what it was. Apparently I was stalking him, man, and he just wanted to make me feel wanted. So I was over in Chicago in December, and we ended up having our first call. We hadn't spoke with each other at that point.
I think we should back up for a second that these emails, neither one of us, as far as I knew, had any, there was no, I don't think there was any agenda or thought, because I certainly was like, hey, she lives in the UK. I don't know who she is. She does weird, like she channels like goats or something. I have no idea what she did. But our emails, but it was like, I think our emails were kind of going into these, they were really like deep and spiritual and kind of, and they were fun. It was kind of like, you know, imagine that, spiritual and crazy radical fun, because that's kind of who we are anyway. But we just had this little thread going back and forth, and I'd like email her back a little bit, and then all of a sudden I'd get like a whole novel back. Like these long things with no spaces in between, because they don't have that out in Yorkshire.
Yorkshire.
So it did start like that, and there was no real... you know, any thoughts around relationship or romance. There was no romance whatsoever. And yeah, and then...
whatsoever.
Of course. Yes, she had for me.
And, you know.
But yeah, and then so we just did that. And we probably didn't email more than like
five, six, seven times
or something.
But it was on the first call, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then the first call, we can kind of go into that, so...
Which wasn't even from a romantic level. We just literally laughed
for
4.5 hours.
We were on Skype for 4.5 hours, and 90% of it was belly aching laughter.
Wow.
By the end of it, And we were, and we recorded, she didn't tell me she was recording it.
Yeah, but I didn't realize.
And the stuff that we were saying on there would have got us shot.
No.
And I was like really scared, and I'm like, here's this girl I don't know, just recorded all these horrible things I was saying that were, they could get us in really big trouble in our spiritual, beautiful community that we live in, because we tend to go off on a rant now.
Yeah, we do.
And so we left that call, and I think my call, I was completely in the dark, and during the whole call, it was like one of those bad
FBI shows. No, actually, let me just do it. It was on Skype.
Yeah, it was a video.
And I said to him, can I see you? I can't actually see you. And obviously, I was in Chicago at this point, so it was only like, what, two hours difference.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, because he didn't expect me to ask him to put the video on. And he actually, I swear to God, he put a paper bag on his head. So the first time I saw him, he had a bag on his head. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing, seriously?
It wasn't trying to be funny. I had a bad hair day.
He really did have a bad hair day. I've got to agree. Quite wild.
I was embarrassing. But yeah, so at the end of that, we said, we've got to do a podcast. Because we were peeing our pants. And she even said, I'm taking the piss. And I'm like, what does that mean? And in London or UK, taking the piss means, like, you know, laughing, making fun of stuff and all that. I thought she was actually peeing in her pants because I couldn't see below her chest on the Skype video. And so we thought, we got to do a podcast. And, of course, that was about 7 or 8 months ago. I haven't started yet, but that was our first draw together.
Yeah, it was.
Is we've got to do a podcast because we got the boy, you know, the male, female, the Yorkshire, the American, the UK, the LA thing, and I've never met anybody that had the same ridiculous sense of humor around the spiritual stuff and the personal growth path and can rant as good as me, if not better sometimes. Nobody knows that about her officially though, but and so that's kind of how it started. And then we started doing some business, and then we were like one Skype call after another, and all of a sudden something happened.
No, then you said, get your boobs out, and you really didn't.
Well, no, I did.
That didn't help that.
No, she did that.
I do have some standards.
Yeah, except for the first time we got together in person.
No,
that'll be all of it. But that's kind of how it started, and then we started doing some little mastermind group that we were playing with, and somewhere along the lines, we just kind of confessed our love, and then our 15 different personalities came out. So we were in love one day, and then the next day we'd go off and go, "Who are you? And what do you want?" And we finally met. When was the first time? March?
February.
Was February you came out here? Oh yeah, for the So it was February. Was the first time we met in person, and we were both afraid, really afraid. Because it's really easy to have a nice, you know, connection on video far away and all that.
Right.
And so we were afraid, like, what happens when we meet?
When you meet in person.
What do we look like? You know, yeah. It's like, you know, is it really the same person and all that? And it was really awkward. The first 10 minutes was really strange.
We're staring at each other, weren't we, going, it's going to be real.
It was weird. And everyone looked different, you know. Actually, Jolene looked different. She was tall.
Thank you.
Yeah, she was tall.
Good.
So anyway, we're kind of rambling. So does that answer the question in the first?
I love it. I love the story. It's absolutely fantastic because you guys are amazing together, obviously. Everybody's getting that. They love you. And the fact that you're able to do something, you know, coming together long distance like that, you've heard of all the failures and the surprises.
Yeah.
You guys are a success story. But now I'm dying to hear a rant. I want to hear a spiritual rant. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Give it to me, baby. I want to hear the rant.
They actually, you cannot force the creative rant. They come out in conversation. Yeah. They're tough to, like, I don't think we can make them up. They kind of come out in, like, moments of.
Yeah, they just come out when we're just, like.
I mean,
yeah.
you could start off if you want to start talking about, like, the coaching industry.
Yeah, right.
Or you want to start talking about some of the regurgitated clone energy that's out there. I mean, there's, you know, it's.
You mean you're not a life authenticity coach to make sure that you're authentically stepping into your higher self and owning your goddess?
Yeah, we actually have a goddess paddle that we use. Yeah, it's like we have a lot of stories, you know, to protect the innocent. We can't go into some of them, but I've been behind the scenes for a long time in that world, and you know the personal development world as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this, you know, I think you know probably from watching us on Facebook and stuff that as huge hearts we have, and as much we love helping people transform, and we really, you know, very compassionate, we have no problem kind of like getting on that place and kind of just calling some of the shit as it is.
Yeah, calling people shit.
Because there's a lot of agenda out there in this,
mm-hmm.
in that world, and there's a lot of posing going on. And again, it's not about taking people down or anything. And, and really, you know, we go through that. We're like, it's fun to rant and have fun with it. It's never meant to have any venom. It's kind of more, we really, at this stage, are more into poking fun at stuff than we are about necessarily like ranting specifically on that kind of crowd. Because we've been we have all kinds of parodies and spoofs coming around, products coming. I mean, we have some really funny stuff that we just have to shoot and get out there because
it's really serious, isn't it? This is what we're noticing is that even though, you know, with what I'm teaching, there's always been a strong message behind it, but then it's about being able to laugh at the comedy element of it, of no matter what drama you're going through, being able to look back and laugh at it has been one of the most healing things for us. And, you know, we were saying about a lot of the old school spiritual teachers out there, and, you know, it's just like they make it sound so easy that you just sit, like, vibrating or working.
I always talk about sitting on your couch naked chanting and the genie from The Secret comes in and drops a bag of money and keys to your mail to the state and your Porsche on your lap while they're taking all your freaking furniture away.
Yes.
You know, it's like, they don't, it's like the majority of a lot of teachings, and again, it's not against everybody, but just a lot of the mainstream, a lot of the stuff, there's a lot of hype around just do these five steps, just do this, just get your vibrator on all day and, you know, and just chant and it's all good. And there's a lot of truth to all of it, but there's a lot of stuff that we feel from being...
There's a lot of stuff that's hidden, isn't there?
A lot of stuff they're not talking about. Like, you know, one of my favorite quotes that I forget where I get it from, it was some workshop I heard it, is when one door closes, another one opens, but the hallways are bitch. The way I look at it is we're the people talking about the hallways because no one else is really talking about the hallways. So it's it's not only just about what can help you and what's going to get you to transform. It's also saying what happens when you get the calling from being an accountant to a stand-up comic and you have no money coming in, but you can't do what you're doing anymore, and you're just – what happens in those in-between places? Or what happens when you're doing your five steps and the stuff doesn't show up on time? You know?
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah, no one wants to talk about that, but we do.
Yeah, that's it. We just completely. We're not afraid to call people from their shit.
And we share our own shit and tell the stories of, it's like we went through this, we fell, we got our ass kicked. I mean, that's where I started down the comedy path personally too, because I was getting so swallowed up in the 50 steps and the 10 steps and the 3 steps, and I was literally spending 6 hours a day doing rituals and not having a real life. I was like doing salt baths to cleanse my aura. I'm doing a heart and crown chakra meditation, serving the insect kingdom, the ice kingdom, and the fucking, you know, the bear kingdom, and cleansing their auras around their balls or whatever else. I was doing all this other stuff. And it's like, I'm like, do I actually have a life, or am I just going to sit around, you know, and do this all day? And so I think there's just a lot of, it's just interesting. It's been a really interesting path. But I personally was getting into so much drama because I was taking it way too seriously. And the one thing that really stood out to me, I remember being on a retreat out in Sedona with some of my Native American teachers, and I was just so in this place when I was out there at that time, where I was just like, what does this mean? What does that mean? What does this mean? Oh, do you have my answer? Oh, please fix me, you know, all that stuff. And I remember we were out outside in the mountains somewhere, and I saw a hawk fly over my head, and I ran down to one of my teachers, and I said, Rudy, I saw a hawk, what does it mean? And then he just kind of looks at me really serious, leans over my ear and goes, it means you saw a hawk.
He ran up
to the top of the hill and pulled his trousers down and shot me the moon. And literally that moment kind of brought me back to that place of, you know what, lighten up. Just have some fun.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our message, you know. It's like using the deep spiritual teachings and the personal development, but also just having fun with that and also not being – well, that's all you can talk about. You can still talk about life and the Seinfeld moments and those kind of things, you know?
Yeah, you know, I love that. And that's it's one of the reasons I wanted to have the both of you on, because really that's something that has driven me a bit nuts about, you know, a lot of the things that you see out there and how, oh, you can, you know, think it and, you know, let's just have our law of attraction and our positive affirmations, and we don't have to do anything, you know, just like you said, we can sit there in a lotus position all day and
just vibrate, just vibrate,
and it's going to appear. All of a sudden, a Ferrari just showed. Someone delivered a Ferrari to my driveway. I don't know how it happened.
You know,
they handed me the keys. I didn't have to do anything for it.
Exactly, like the red bike in The Secret. I know. Well, you know, it's funny because I did write a rant. I have it on my computer. I love Abraham Hicks, and I love all these. You know, I love everybody, but I always have something to say. And it's like I saw a quote from them one time that said something about literally. It was like a minute of visualization is more powerful than like 600 hours of action. And I was just like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. I mean, seriously,
I'm with you.
It's like,
I'm
with
you, Scott.
That's the kind of stuff that's out there. That's like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, believe me, I live in the higher realms, and mostly I don't want to come home. It's like what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. I love all, but it's like some of the stuff that's being taught is just a little off, you know? I mean, I don't know. Again, it's my perspective anyway.
Well,
so
I think Michael and I were chatting about you guys, and we were, you know, one thing that's fascinating is that you're really talking to people about really be you. So let's drop and deconstruct all the fancy words we use around it, like authentic. And what is it just to be you? And if someone's got a feeling of being themselves, like, you know, for me, a writer, and
right.
When I write now, I write as if my parents are dead. Like, they won't see it, they won't read it. So I get that critic out. And I have to actually write as if everybody's dead, because everybody's busy critiquing whatever I write. And how do you tell people to go ahead and be out loud, be you, be messy? And what is your message around that? Because I love it. I'm attracted to that message because I'm a messy girl.
Yeah, yeah. You want to go first?
A very attractive messy girl, though.
Hey, you two get a room. We got stuff to talk about.
Sorry, Scott. Go ahead.
I think I'll let Joanne go first. And
I think because what I've noticed is that there seems to be a lot of fear around, you know, stepping out of you know, following other people and about actually being authentic and putting yourself out there. And I think the thing for me is I've always been quite rebellious, which I thought was actually quite bad throughout my school years. It probably was for my teachers because I was an absolute nightmare. But it's worked really well for me because, you know, usually when someone's told me to do something, I'm kind of like, no, I don't think so. I'll do it my own way. But I think that's kind of really served me. And I think now from, you know, all the years of studying all the spiritual stuff, I never really, because I was brought up in a very spiritually open-minded family, so I was always encouraged to use my gifts, which everybody's got. It's not like I'm unique. It's not like I'm a guru. Everybody's got those gifts, and that's my message. Is about interacting with, you know, with ourselves and how can we use them. And I think for me, I've generally not give a shit about what people think. And I think the more I'm going into this, you know, into this particular area and platforming and, you know, reaching more people, that's what people seem to like, is that I actually don't really care. I'm just here to do my own thing. And I think people are looking for permission to be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And without
mm-hmm.
having to fit
into
this certain specific type. And that, you know, sometimes, a lot of the times I'm quite wild, and people often see that with me on the Facebook crowd, for example.
But they
did
see that inside Scott's home for 3 weeks.
But I very much we should have filmed the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is a big part of my energy, is that I actually found myself, as I've been launching myself, like mainly last year, trying to fit in this box, in this category, of where, oh, I better not swear and I better not do this. And then, like, last year I just thought, but that isn't who I am. You know, there's this whole, I was mentored into thinking that I had to be this goddess-type figure, which, don't get me wrong, I agree to the whole goddess principle and I think it's really nice, but I am a bit of a rebel, you know? I'm a bit of a rock star. I'm not one of these who's just going to be out flaunting in a dress going, oh, all the time. I'm not like that. It's like I'm a rock star. You know, it's like I like to be rebellious. I like to call people up on the shit and I like to go out there and have fun. and not be worried about what other people think about me. And I think, you know, obviously at some point in our lives, we always worry about what others are going to think or how they're going to value us or we're going to end up on our own. And I just come to a point where I think, I honestly don't give a crap anymore. I'm just going to go out there and do it. I enjoy doing what I like, and I think that's the key. If you enjoy, this is the thing, it's like giving you permission, giving yourself permission to go out there and do what it is you want to do. And it's certainly something I've learned in the past 6 months. I do want to do more of the comedy stuff. It's something I've not ever really given my full attention to.
She's been a closet comedian, and I just pulled it out of her. I'm like, you have to do this stuff. Cause she's really funny, too. I mean, she's like, it's like we're like clones of each other.
Yeah, we are.
It's really sick.
Quite scary.
I mean, if you look at our Facebook posts, I mean, they could be written by either one of us.
Yeah.
It's really weird. That's the scary part. That's why we always call ourselves twin flames or whatever. But it's nuts. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, it's just about not following everyone else.
Yeah.
Well, I think what's beautiful about what you guys are using, what I think is just positively stunning, is that you're using humor and you're using that ability to laugh at oneself and lighten up, for heaven's sakes, to really free yourself of the bondage, that self-imposed bondage of seeking love, appreciation, and approval from everybody else. And I love that.
And also I think it's the fear thing that goes with it. Back to what you were asking about the message thing, I think, too. From my perspective, I think for me, I grew up in a different family, so I didn't have any of this spiritual teaching or anything like that. And so I had a lot of stuff going on. Well, we all do. And so I spent a long time kind of going through it.
Good stuff.
Yeah, well, I still do. I'll put it out on Facebook in a video. I went through a period of time here myself where, like, I remember even for this example, I was kind of, believe it or not, I was afraid to express myself because I didn't have that confidence yet. Mm-hmm. And so even this whole new side that's coming out, it's been being built for years, this whole kind of TV host and comedian and edgy, you know, the spiritual outlaw thing. I wouldn't have said any of that stuff before. I was really trying to be other people myself. It was part of my journey. Is I always longed to be this artist person, someone, you know, I was always an entrepreneur, but I was a repressed artist. I've been playing piano since I was 5. I had a dark room and winning awards when I was 10. I was in a band all through high school, and I always wanted to be a rock star. You know, that was kind of my thing. And then I kind of got more into film and video and expressions through that and talking and comedy now. But I didn't really own any of that. And so I kept chasing these other dreams of like, oh, I'm going to go do what this one's doing and do what that one's doing. And like everybody else, I would go start watching people. And whether it was in the internet marketing community or the coaching community or the personal development community, the spiritual community, I would start kind of mimicking, thinking, doing what I was supposed to do. I didn't really have my own voice yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so over time, I just got to a point, like Jolene just said, I just hit this spot, and I go, and you can feel it because you're paying attention inside, and that's what we teach people all the time, and I've done a lot of work with people that were coming to me trying to go out and become the next social media person or the next, you know, coach or this or that, but in reality, their dream was so different, and they had so many gifts they weren't using, and so I started to see when I was helping people, because now I've done it myself, is it was helping people pull out the stuff they put away that they think they can't do, that they're not supposed to do, or they're like imitating what they've been taught by all the mentors. Get out of here, woman. She's naughty. She's naughty when I'm touched up here. Yes, she did. She was just moving my pants.
I was moving you.
So what happened was I started doing, you know, I would follow like, well, here's what I started going out and giving talks and trying to teach people how to meditate and do what Wayne Dyer does and Deepak and all that. And I started, one day I just woke up and I was on Twitter. Would you go away? I was on Twitter and I was putting out all these like fluffy little things and doing what I thought I was supposed to do. And one day I just started doing my own thing and I said, fuck it. And I literally just had that download and I'm like, I'm just going to do exactly what I want. And my voice was born and I just, that's it. Just started to become that rebel, inspirational person. You know, everything's got some inspirational edge to it, but it is all edgy, and it's always got some kind of zinger to it. And I'm going to smack this woman, I swear to God.
Well, you know, Scott, I totally understand that, because I went through the same process myself. You know, trying to figure out, okay, I want to be a speaker, I want to do
things.
I'm sorry.
No, not quite that process, although you never know.
No, I'm listening. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But no, I'm just
I'm really
joking.
Not. Just to clarify,
but,
I'm not sticking anything.
No, she was
anywhere.
Putting glasses in my
eyes. It was just going on a bit, so I was trying to, I was kindly saying,
I was trying to finish. I didn't get your way, did I, this intuitive Yorkshire blabber mouth? Oh, God.
But, okay. but yeah, I totally get that because I did the same thing for the longest time, tried to recreate what other people were doing. And so I finally,
yeah.
all of a sudden, it hit me one day when I went, oh, my gosh, I can just, all of a sudden, it was like, I can be me. And
yeah.
that's what I did. That's what I became was just being me. And it's the most freeing experience, let me tell you, anybody has ever had is just to live inside of who you are and not who everyone else expects you to be, not who you expect
right.
yourself to be because you're trying to fit a certain look or persona or whatever else, but just being pure you. And I want to get back and talk about this subject more, but I want to get a couple people on. In just a minute, I'm going to bring
sure.
on my co-host, my regular co-host, Maria DiGiovanni. I'm going to bring her on
Maria.
In just a moment. Maria, hold on. Well, hold on 1 second. But first, we have another mutual friend for all four of us who's been hanging on the line for quite a while. Mr. Pleasure himself, Phil Gornai.
Nice. Phil,
how are you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Excellent. Well, it is my great pleasure, first of all, to congratulate Michael on just all kinds of goodness and joy and love because everything you do so well. And I can't really accept the fact that this is your final time as a host. okay, that's what you're titling it, so I'll say that. Part two to this accolade is for Scott and for Jolene. Scott, I'm really taken aback that you're not letting everybody know that you told me that you and I had that spiritual connection before you became
I know. I'm sorry, bro.
But it's okay. It's okay. I'm over it.
You know, you're still my home slice.
Yes, yes. It's okay. And quite frankly, he threw our bag on his head when we first met, too. So, Jolene, yeah.
yeah.
So, Scott, I have a question. Is Scott a one-bagger or a two-bagger?
That's a great question. It was only one bag when we started. I think it was two bags by the end of the night.
That's because your alcohol went off, bro. You know, he was in my apartment. I have pictures.
Yes.
yes.
But I wanted to put that before I left, or if there was anything,
yeah.
you know. But anyway, but you guys, love your energy, love hearing from you. I don't need to be on this on the air much longer. I just wanted to put my two cents in and wish you all well. Lots of love, lots of hugs, and looking forward to having Scott and Jolene on our show very soon.
Sounds beautiful.
Well, thank you, Phil.
All righty. Bye.
Awesome,
right.
Phil. Thanks, bro.
Bye.
Nice talking to you.
All
right. That was,
bye, Phil.
For those of you who don't know Phil Gornai, he's the other half of Marvelous Mondays with Harry and Phil. Harry Shade was with us earlier, and we just had the second half, Mr. Phil Gornai. And now that Phil's gone...
let's talk about
on.
Him.
Yeah, never. Yeah, let's talk about him. Mine is back. Oh wait, it's in front of him. In front of him. But I want to bring on my amazing co-host and soon to be next week the official host of Anything But Ordinary Radio, Maria DiGiovanni.
Yes.
Maria, how are you doing tonight?
I am so good, Michael. How are you, Gal? You all sound like you're having such a good time, and I've just been enjoying listening to you all and. It's kind of a bittersweet moment for me, Michael.
It is.
Yeah. I know.
You can take over the show. It's all yours now.
You're getting ready to do your own thing, and I'm really, really excited and so proud that you have come full circle and that you're getting ready to do some incredible things, and that's pretty exciting. But on the other hand, I'm going to miss my sidekick with me all the time, and yeah, it's exciting for me to grow and do my own thing, but wow, this is a pretty exciting time for all of us. So how do you feel? How are you feeling this being your last 15 minutes on?
Oh, we're going to go over. We're going to go over. So we'll go over it. Yeah, we're going to go over the normal 60 minutes.
Yeah,
on,
we're not leaving until they kick us off.
I can do that. Yeah.
But, okay, so how do you feel about this being your last moment as a host on radio?
Actually, really good, you know, and Scott and I were just talking about this just a minute ago, and it's the whole aspect of being who you are and not being afraid of that. And I loved creating this show because, as I said before, I have met so many of my best friends have been through the creation of the show. Maria, you, for example, Tamara, a perfect example, Harry and Phil, who are just on the show, another perfect example because of this show that was created. And it was, I had a ball creating it, but you know what? It's time for me to move on to my next thing. And I really, I'm ready. And so it's kind of like, you know, this is a fun last show for me, but on the other hand, it's like I'm excited to move on to the next step. And there's no regrets. We've had a really good run. I've really enjoyed the show. And hey, I'll be back co-hosting with you every once in a while, too. So I'll get to hang out with the audience again, but it's exciting because I'm ready for the next stage in my evolution and just being who I need to be right now.
Okay, so one of the questions that I have for you, my friend, is what is the one most important memory that you're going to have from the creation and the building of this show that you're going to take with you?
Wow, that's a great question. I think the greatest memory is kind of what I just talked about, was that when you create something from your heart, when you just go out and do something you know you're supposed to do, and you just do it. You know, I had people who told me, why are you doing the show? I had other individuals who thought it was a waste of time. I wasn't making any quote-unquote money from it at the time. Why was I doing it? And I just did it because I knew what I was supposed to do. And it created incredible opportunity for me to do this. And so, I mean, that was one of the greatest memories, was just doing what I knew I needed to do. And the second one, I'll be happy to say, was meeting my best friend through this show. Without the show, I never would have met Tamara. And so that's those two things are the top two things that I will always remember from the show, is that. How's that for an answer?
I think it's a great answer. Tamara, what do you think?
I have melted into a little puddle at your feet, Michael. That's the sweetest thing ever. And the thing is that I've got to say that you are a man of integrity and of your word, and you really do practice what you preach. And I have watched you just do phenomenal things. You're a very powerful person, and I am honored to be your BFF, and I'm excited for you to step into your mastery, because, dude, you are a master, and I'm thrilled for you. And you watch out, guys. This guy is amazing, and I'm the lucky one, Michael, and I'm so blessed to know you, and thank God you did this show so that I would get to meet you. And you're doing exactly what Scott and Jolene talk about. You are not doing what everyone is telling you to do. You are not, you're not trying to be something. God, Michael, you're doing it tonight. You're leaving because you feel a call, and you're doing it. And I applaud you for being a good example of what Scott and Jolene are out there preaching. You rock, dude.
Well, thank you,
Another
Andy.
Question.
Now our hearts are both melting here. So
I've got another question.
One for Jolene and Scott? I don't want to lose them from the conversation too.
Well, I'm sure they're listening. Hello, guys. How are you guys
now,
doing?
You've reached the voicemail, Scott.
Okay, for anyone, there's a question that I have. Okay?
Yes.
When you are walking your path in life, okay, and you get to a stumbling block where you're right there ready to cross that boundary of becoming who you are, what are the tools that you need to give somebody to give them the push to get them over to the other side?
That one's pretty easy. It all starts with
listening to yourself, whatever. Is, I mean, you know, Joanne teaches intuition. It's been her thing. I found through a lot of mentoring that I've done that that's pretty much what I do too. It's just always about tapping in to your own energy and listening, because it is always there. The gut never lies. The real voice inside never lies. And it's just a matter of getting out of the noise and getting into that that higher state where you can really listen to what's being shown to you. Because, you know, my thing is the majority of stuff is shown to us over and over and over. The same thing's shown over and over, and most people don't listen. It's always there. And even when it's not, when you're at that place where where's the fork in the road, or I got to jump off this cliff and I hope there's a net underneath it somewhere, because there better be. That's just part of the faith process and the trust process. I know that's what Jolene teaches all the time too, and I let her talk about that, but it really always comes down to that, because no one's going to give you your answer, and you always got to take the best action based on what you're hearing and what is coming through you. That's my experience on that.
Yeah, I think it's all about trusting yourself, and it's one of the best opportunities. I always look at things like that as an opportunity. Even when it feels like the most scariest thing ever that's been presented,
yeah.
And even if everything seems to be against you at that point in your life, it's that time when there's nobody to ask. You know, you can keep asking people advice and stuff, but it's actually, it's not that they've got their own life, obviously, and their own projections. And this is the time, I believe, truly at the moment on our planet, it's about really listening to the higher self, which is all within us,
mm-hmm.
And it's about listening to their messages. And you know, this is the whole point in life, is that I believe anyway, when you're living life on the edge, so to speak, that's really living. It's not where we're comfortable.
Oh,
it's about really taking these risks, and it's the trust thing. And I genuinely, from my own experience in life, it's every time I've took that leap of faith, because that's what I like to call it, a leap of faith. You know, it's always turned out amazing for me. And it's usually been the most scariest times, when literally I've felt I've had nowhere to turn and no one to ask, other than listening to the intuition that I had coming through, and that, or the gut feeling, or however you want to call it. I mean, you know, everybody's got it within them. And this is partly what my big message is. It's about having fun with that, but waking people up, it's all within you. It's not about some guru telling you the answers. It's actually all within you, and it all comes back to that. So it's about, you know, it's not about somebody's going to say to you, oh, everything's going to be okay. It's about you've actually got to go take the steps and just go, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take that leap. And then that's what gets you your trust with yourself.
And I think part of it, too, just to kind of go on with that, is number one, we're in a society that teaches make your plan, set your goals, create your action steps and all that. And that's all great, you know, to have a little bit of structure. Because I've learned, you know, I was always trying to control it and, like, get everything laid out and spelled out perfectly. But you know what? What's that saying from John Lennon? Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. God laughs at us when we make our plans, or the universe, whatever you want to call it. And I think it's about getting, you know, I love Michael Beckwith's message, which is about, instead of visualizing, vision. Let the universe vision birth emerge through you, as opposed to you using your intellectual mind. Now, that being said, if you're getting the downloads that are coming from your heart and your passion, then I think once that's in place, then visualizing and taking inspired action off that works well. But I think we try and control it because we're scared of the unknown. And in reality, if we lived kind of in that moment-to-moment basis, or where's the energy, what's feeding me, what's not, and paying attention to that and really going with that, I don't think hardly any of us really live that way all the time, you know, but it's definitely the path of moving towards that. And also looking at the contrast. One thing that we've been learning so much lately of is really understanding the contrast. When something doesn't feel good, or something's stuck, or somebody's having an issue, what's that contrast in relation to the truth of who we really are? You know, that high vibration of love and joy and creativity and beauty and abundance and prosperity and all those higher realm qualities that we really are in our spiritual form, and to go back to that truth. And whenever we're feeling the opposite of that, that's your opportunity to say, okay, I'm in contrast, I've given my power away, I'm not listening. What can I do now to get back in my energy of the truth and start walking to that rhythm and to that drum? You know, it's like everything we've been learning lately and using in our own life, is to always, always, always go back to the truth. Just it's, I think we make it overly complicated. Our job, our entire job, in my opinion, to summarize all the self-help books, 800 that I've read, and none of them really even talked about this, is our job, excuse me, is to go constantly just go back into that vibration of our real truth. And just whatever it takes to go back and say, you know, I am a spirit. I am an infinite spirit. I am infinite joy and abundance and beauty and creativity and overflowing joy and prosperity and all those qualities. And like Michael, we just heard him talk about this at Agape the other night, is getting into that place of, and it sounds woo-woo, but it is the truth. We already have it all. We already, there's nothing that our spirits and our true selves don't have, and it's all inside of us. There's nothing outside. And I think that's what's missing out there, is everyone's going, go create this list, that list, go model this person, that person. You can't, you know what, you can go model Tony Robbins. If that's not your calling, how's that going to help you?
Right.
You
exactly.
have to get into your own, you know, get into your own truth and to get into that voice. But I think just to, you know, to bring it back, I think you do get the best answers and just the best quality of life and the best days when you lead with, my entire job is just to go into the truth. I have to just keep going back to the truth, because everything else to the contrary of that isn't going to get you anywhere except waking you up to what's not working for you and what you're missing, why you're not in your power. That's kind of my take on it.
Yeah, I want Tamara to answer this in just a second, but for me, it's just do it. I mean, it's the old Nike adage, but seriously,
just
do it. Don't fear. I mean, we fear the craziest things. You know, I had to make a major change in my life 6 months ago, and really I needed to make that change quite a long time before that, but I had all this fear, all these expectations of what I thought everybody else was going to say, think, do, feel, everything else. I'd made this whole story up. You know, we create these stories in our lives of what's going to happen when we make this decision, all the bad stuff, or all the good stuff too. You know, we create these stories. And I had this whole story of what was going to happen. And what was crazy was I finally faced up to that huge fear that I had and just did it. And I got to the other side and went, oh, my gosh, that was the most difficult thing I've ever done, was the doing it. But afterwards, not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. It really wasn't. And it opened me up to all the possibilities of what's possible. So really the biggest thing you need to do is just get out of your way. Quit worrying about what you think is going to happen or what might happen. Or if you feel it's something you're supposed to do, just simply live it, feel it, and do it. And like Scott said, I mean, everything that we have is right there. If you can just find a place to just live and love who you are, where you're at, what you're doing, the people you're with, the partner you're with, you can just give love. Love yourself unconditionally. That's a huge thing. Finding that ability to love yourself, knowing that you're screwed up and have issues, but at the same time you're perfect because of those imperfections, and love yourself, you can just flow with love to everybody else around you, and you will be amazed at what happens and how your life will shift and the lives of people around you will shift when you stop having all these expectations for not only yourself but for them. And Tamara, I want to let you in there too, because I know you're enjoying church right now.
Well, I love it, because once you embrace how imperfect you are and the perfection in that, you're done. And I was relieved, because I am riddled with imperfection. Like I said, I'm a messy girl, and I, for years, tried so hard to be perfected, and was it not working for me. So my son, a lot of people know my son has autism, and he has taught me how not to care about what anybody thinks, and he's taught me how to be brutally honest and just say it. I used to kind of shriek back in horror, and I thought, you know what, he's just telling the truth. And I grew up being nice, be a really good girl, be quiet, be nice. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, and swallow, 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 which is effective in some areas but not others. And, you know, I've learned to apply swallowing in areas that really benefit my life, and then I've learned not to swallow when it really is nasty, and just don't do it.
Yeah. No, that's very true. I think that's part of paying attention to that part. I mean, you know, that's been the big message, too, that we've both been sharing is, and what we hear back from a lot of our fans, because I've always asked people on my page a lot, what, you know, there's a lot of interaction in a lot of ways with stuff, and it's very playful, and you guys have the same playful energy, so you know what I'm talking about. But I've asked a few people in the past, and I said, you know, what are you drawn to? Like, why are you, like, consistently coming around, that kind of stuff? And they always said the same thing. A lot of it's like, you give us permission to be real and to be flawed and to laugh at ourselves. And because you know what? I mean, the truth is none of us are flawed, but in the human version, you know, the human suit, as I like to call it, in that version of it, it's just a bunch of drama and stories. It's all untrue. And we do have that storyteller. We have that storyteller that lives in our head that just makes up all kinds of stuff. And it really, and that's what it is. And that's, I think the awareness, the whole shift comes from realizing that everything you tell yourself is a story, everything. Mm-hmm. And so you might as well pick the best stories for you.
I love that.
Part of the, you know, it's part of the, I was going to say it's part of the journey, you know, like I always talk about, because I had a human suit brand. And I had the Just Do You Revolution brand, by the way, too, which is the whole thing that started some of this authentic side of it. But the human suit concept that I always got that download was, because you always hear we're spiritual beings having a human experience and all that. But I got the vision, being the weird dude that I am, I got the vision that said we're infinite spirits who strapped on human suits to come play the human game and go for this wild ride. And so our job is to go back and remember that we're in a dog suit. Someone's in a dog suit.
I was going to say that. Someone's up.
It's to go back and get into that place. Yeah, I like that. Well, see, God's talking because yeah, it's getting too serious.
The dog suit. We gotta look out for the dog suit. Look out for the dog suit. They're scary. They might, you know. Anyways,
they know what's going on.
Maria.
Yes.
Did you? Since you're the new host of Anything Bar on your radio, and I officially now, it's after 11 p.m. Eastern, I now officially hand the reins and the crown over to you, the golden microphone. Actually, no, it's not golden, it's platinum. We got to go better than golden. So I'm handing the platinum microphone over to you, and you're now host. Congratulations, Maria.
Wow, thank you, Michael.
I sign over you. You're blessed now. So,
hostess,
we have 25 minutes left. Where do you want to go? I'm just your guest.
Where do I want to go? Okay, well, you're my first guest, and Michael, why don't you share with the audience, if you can, not too much, because I know that you don't want to let too much out of the bag, but I know that there's a lot of people that want to know just a snippet of where you're going and what you're going to be doing. And if you don't have to give us details, but you can give us the direction on where you're going from here on out, and what gave you the courage to make this choice to do it?
It's all a secret. I can't tell anyone. I'd have to shoot all of you if I told.
Awesome.
I know. I just did a snippet because I watched the Facebook page a little bit today, and everybody was going, wait, what are you doing? What's going on? So
where are you going?
Like I said,
why don't you have a big going away tour? You know, the big farewell tour where I tell everybody for, you know, months on end, I'm leaving. Come pay your respects while I leave. It was time. I mean, and I've got a lot of things that I'm working on, a number of projects that I'm working on. I will say, okay, I do have a couple of big projects I'm working on with Tamara, so that's a big part too. I can't tell you anything more than that, or else I would have to.
Okay, instead of telling us details, okay, because there are other people out in the world that need your services and what it is that you do. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about what you do besides Anything But Ordinary Radio, and you know where they can, you know, get in touch with you in case they have projects that they want you to work on. Because Tamara, if I am not incorrect here, you have partnered up with Michael because he is incredible with the things that he does. So even if you want to share with the audience why you have connected with him as far as his production and so on, what he produces as far as your videos and so on and so forth.
Yeah, let's let Tamara talk about me.
When you're done, Michael will talk about himself.
Well, first let me say he's not available. We have quite a bit going on that we're rolling out with some very big projects that we're both incredibly excited about. And trust me, you'll see it. What
yeah,
can
you
I
will.
Say about, yeah, you'll see it. It'll be very public. Michael McCleary is brilliant. And I had to snap him and all his work up really pretty quick because he is, if you've seen his work, you know what I'm talking about. And so I'm sorry, I can't share. I'm not into sharing. You can't negotiate a threesome with me. It won't work. But we can talk about balls again if you like.
How about a foursome?
Yeah, that's a good question. You said no threesomes, but didn't say anything about a foursome.
That's right. Well,
there you
Scott,
go.
Just play Scott here on the call.
And we're all in L.A., so we're ready to go.
Well, most of us are in L.A.
Well, I'll say, yeah, I mean, I guess I'll talk about myself now. Yeah, I do film work, video production, web work, although I'm trying to get away from that. You know, really I'm moving in the direction of building my own brand. I have some projects that will be coming out later in the year. My own specific brand and some of the things I'm working on. And what I've learned in this whole process of Scott, we haven't even got into Scott and him leaving a multi-million dollar you know, career to do his own thing. And, I mean, I did the same thing. I left, no, not multi-million dollar, but you know, I left the corporate world because I needed to make a change in my life. And I was unhappy doing what I was doing, and I knew I had to find something and follow my gut on what it was I was supposed to do with my life. Even if at the time I didn't know what it was, I knew it wasn't being corporate. And so I've learned a lot in the process. As you know, I made a documentary film about what is success and what have I learned about success. And so, you know, I have some things coming up on that. But really that's the direction I'm going. So it's going to be, you'll see me still doing video and film work, particularly supporting Tamara on the things that she's doing. Speaking, I'll be out there speaking a lot. I'm really excited about that. And those are the two things that I'm concentrating on right now. So that's where I'm going.
Well, and Michael, you should also say that I have to call you. I don't think you're supporting me as much as you are partnering with me, and
that's
this is
point.
Your project as well, and that I do not deserve the credit to be supported by someone as magnificent as you. And so you're not a supporting role. I would say you're playing a main role, and that you are partnering in these projects, and they are 50-50 yours.
All right, we'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. I'm a little humble about what I do and when I do.
No,
it. So,
we don't need to be humble
yes.
with you. Michael,
yeah,
you
I
don't
know.
Give yourself enough credit, and you're not
good
playing
point.
A supporting role. You're definitely a lead, and you are partnering.
Yes. We'll go with that. How's that, Maria?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way of putting it, because I think as a team,
mm-hmm.
together, everyone achieves more. So
yeah,
we
exactly.
partner and we become teammates, and that's how I look at all this, because you guys may be doing this over here and giving me the reins to this over here, but you can't leave me. We're teammates. I got to look at it that way. So, yeah, we are all partnering together. And, again, as teammates, you know, together, everyone achieves more. So, yeah.
Well, you know, a question for Scott and Jolene is, how are you guys? I mean, what are the two of you doing next? And what's coming up for the two of you?
If I tell you, we'll have to show you.
We're continuing the theme.
Right. Let's just say that She's sponsoring me. She's. I guess we're partners. No. We have some. We have some things similar to what you're talking about. We do. We are going to launch our podcast, which we've been putting off for quite a while, and we intend to make that really big and big and out there. We're creating a free online community to kind of hang out with us, and true to our version of it, or the energy around it, it's got all kinds of energy, like spiritual rock stars and badasses, and, you know, can you, I don't have the words in front of me, but can you have transformation and life-changing stuff and still laugh your ass off and hilarity and rock and fun and all that, and then after that it says, fuck yeah. So that's kind of the tone of that. And we're building that, and we have a secret project tomorrow. We have a huge meeting that may change our lives tomorrow, so we're not going to let anything out of the bag with that. Kind of a lifelong dream for both of us. So we'll see where that goes, but we're moving in the direction. As far as, you know, we each have our own brands, obviously, but we're teaming up on certain parts of it as well. And I'd say a big chunk of both of our dreams is TV and film, and live audiences and things like that. Not so much, you know, any how-to or anything like that. It's really, for me anyway, it's more about having conversations, poking fun at stuff, you know, having those messages, but keeping it really fun and doing some really cool stuff. So we have our individual projects around that side of it, but together, that's kind of our next steps.
We're bridging the gap, aren't we, between the whole, you know, it's about how can you be kind of cool and spiritual but not fall in the self-help, I want to kill myself category, do you know, because there seems to be a lot of that kind of going on. My life's got to be in pieces, so it's got to be absolutely shit before I'll even consider looking at any of the self-help stuff.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it doesn't have to be like that. And I think just like from my background, because I've done a lot of readings. I mean, I've done hundreds and hundreds of readings in the past, and it's all been a similar message. And I guess what I'm trying to do is bridge that gap for people so they can see that it can be entertaining, and to also, you know, like something we love doing together is spoofing stuff. Do you know, like completely, we love like, you know, creating sketches and ideas for shows and like completely spoofing all your, you know, your top gurus that are out there. But, you know, just in a fun way, because, you know, we want to have fun with it and show people that, you know, it's not all quite as it seems. And that, you know, some people, what I've noticed is that they can be really hard on themselves and thinking that they're just beating themselves up because they're not, you know, even though they're trying to get to this place of being vibration, you know, vibrating high all the time,
right,
but that they feel like they're failing. And so we're kind of being the misfits and the rebels, kind of saying, no, it's, you know, it's all right.
It's okay, we're all fucked up. Join the party.
We're
all fucked up. That. The difference is we're actually admitting it, and the gurus aren't, but behind stage they're all getting drunk and poking their secretaries. Okay?
Oh.
Sorry, that came from real life experience.
It's true, though. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because, you know, being around this business for a while has taught me a lot about that. Some of the biggest name speakers out there, some of the biggest name quote unquote gurus out there, when you get to know them personally, there are a few. Let me not say that. I'm not passing this on everybody, because there are some. There are a few that absolutely live the integrity of who they are.
Yep.
But some people, you'd be absolutely amazed at who they actually are in real life.
I know.
They put on this shell. And people look up to them and think, my life needs to be perfect just like theirs.
I know, that's the thing.
It's just it's a facade, people. You got to be – there's some great things to learn from all of them. Most of them, I should say. Not all of them. But there's some great things to learn, but don't hold yourself up to some impossible standard, because it's a show. It's an act, you know. It's like trying to be that centerfold supermodel that everybody sees, and they don't realize that she's got 15 layers of makeup
and being airbrushed
Photoshop.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, I think that's why Oprah's done so big out there, because she's overweight and she's been real and she's shared her story. Granted, she's very polished and professional, and, you know, she's not stupid. She's really bright and has a great team around her. But I think she was one of the first people that kind of came on there and just, like, poured everything out and just, like, said, here, look at it, and here's our stuff. And And I think that's what's missing out in that world. And again, quite frankly, you know, we are trailblazing in a way. This has been my brand for years anyway. This has been kind of where I've been going and all along as well. And then Jolene came along in a female suit and copied me. So she's the same person. So, but I think that's what's missing out there. And we don't want to, I don't even want to be really in a self-help box or even necessarily in the industry. It's really, like what I'm learning on this thing is, even though I still use the word spiritual here and there because it's hard not to because it's who we are, but I really don't want to go in that box. And I think what we're trying to do is not be in any box and get out, really get out. I mean, our goal is to really go out to the mainstream now and to just be out there doing that full boat through TV, through podcasts, through web shows. And
through doing what we love as well.
Yeah,
it's
following the path and doing things that we have no one to copy. There's no one, you know, you could use certain vehicles and models that are out there, but, you know, we had a consultation call with someone today, and I was like, who is very well, actually he's working with some of the top people out there. And I said, you know, I admire all the people that are in this industry that have made it well, the top authors and whatever, but that's not the energy. It's like we're just doing – there's no one out there doing that. I've only seen one or two people attempt at bringing some humor to it, and it's usually really, really cheesy type humor. No one's really bringing that kind of like Lewis Black energy into the transformation
right.
side as well. And I think it's a new niche, you know. And I've got one friend who's a big Comedy Central comedian who I've got to know, getting to know with. He's the only other person I know that's kind of going down this consciousness slash – comedy path and doing it really well. The guy's hysterically funny. I mean, he's been a professional comedian for years and he's won all kinds of awards. So it is, it's like just a really different path. And this is where the intuition and the leap of faith and just kind of going, you know what, I'm just following my voice because I've looked at everybody else and I can't find anything that even is remotely close.
I think it's because, you know, the key is to follow your own dream and stop trying to follow others. Because
yep.
this is where I think a lot of us can go wrong, is when we're always looking up to others to show us the way, and yet, you know, it's all about following your own dream and never losing sight of that, ever, no matter what, even when everything seems to be going against you and everything seems to be coming down, nothing's going right, it's just, you just keep hold of that dream and that vision. And I truly believe, just from my own experiences, that's when the miracles really do happen
they do.
Things just pop in. And not quite Ferraris on my drive, although I'd be very grateful if one did just drop on my drive, like off the secret stairs. But, you know, it's true that I do believe when you're taking action...
It's the law of penetration. That was my Bob Proctor invitation. I don't know if you guys ever saw this off path for a second, but since we're on the parody side of it, as I interrupt Jillian's serious talk, there's a video clip out there on YouTube. If you do a search for it, it's called The Secrets. The Secrets. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like a little.
Yeah.
And they have the Lisa Nichols character on there, and it is. I mean, the whole thing is amazingly hysterically funny. But the Lisa Nichols character, she's got like this whole thing. And she's got a frying pan. She's got this like little rubber handle thing on it, and she's going, "You gotta saute that shit." And she like throws it, like all these things in there, and anyway, so that's where we're going.
God help
us. Hey, since everybody else is talking about where they're going, what's next? What's coming out? What's new for relationship? I gotta get this little plug in, you know. Camera.
Did we lose everybody?
No, everybody's here except for Tamara. She just told her, she says she's on the line, but I don't know what happened to her.
I'm here. I'm really here.
Oh, there
sorry.
She is. Oh, there she is.
You know, I'm doing the mom thing too. You know, I'm a single mom, so sorry. I was putting the chicken McNuggets. Next for me, let's see. Well, I can do anything. Michael, I can't believe you haven't told them that you're shooting all that porn for me.
That was the secret.
Our intuition.
Our intuition. We just totally let a cat out of the bag.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Well, that's why Michael can't do any work for anyone else, because he's sworn to secrecy with all this video shooting. But anyway,
he wants with the penetration.
Yeah, there is the law of penetration, and there's the law of swallowing. There's the law of tapping and patting. Yes.
Now you kiddies listening. You kiddies under 18. Hit the road.
No, he's not listening. I wouldn't even have him listen to this. The block.
Oh, no,
right
I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about any other people that snuck on that are trying to hear our awesome talk.
But no, Michael and I are rolling out something pretty hot. And,
yeah,
it's
hot.
It's going to start on the 29th, and it's called the Hotline, and it's going to be late at night after kids are in bed. And there'll be a hotline for men, and we're going to talk about everything and anything hot for 45 minutes. And those of you who know me, I'm, you know, finishing my PhD in human sexuality, so I'm a full-fledged sexologist, and we're going to talk everything to do with sex. And we're going to do a hotline for women, and we're going to talk ladies only about really how to do it and how to do it right, how to do it like a gay guy so your guy never leaves. And
there you go.
Yeah. And we're also going to talk
about relationships too, right? We're
going to
talk a little on relationships too, right?
We're going to talk about relationships, and we're going to talk about relationships with respect to the bedroom and the boardroom, because if your bedroom is a mess, chances are your professional life is a wreck as well, and vice versa. So there's a really interesting balance between a couple in relationship and the health of their bedroom, equaling the health in their professional lives as well. So, yeah, we're going to talk relationships. And, you know, everyone knows I talk relationships, but I do really like to focus on the physical aspect of the relationship combining into the spiritual aspect. So, you know, also being humorous about that, because it is a meditation. It is a spiritual experience, but, you know, you can also have fun with it. You don't have to make sex so serious all the time and say it's scheduled in your book on Sunday from 3 to 5 every week. You know, it could get boring after a while. So, you know, it's time to liven things up and reignite the couple and the passion and the beauty of a co-commitment, the beauty of a co-creation, and the beauty of that kind of relationship that can be. And I'd love to abolish that whole no sex after marriage and that it's such a ball and chain type of thing. I really, really believe that there are incredibly vibrant, stunning examples of couples who've done a beautiful job of taking care of one another in those meat suits that they're walking around in such a way as their relationship is a gorgeous expression of the spiritual being expressed in the human form.
That's awesome. And everybody can find out more about that. I'll do a little plug there too. Go to relationshift.tv and sign up for the hotline, because it's going to be hot.
Michael should know. It's pretty hot, huh?
It is. It's anybody who knows Tamara knows that it will be very, very, very hot. And now I know why I screwed up, Tamara. Was that scheduling it once a month, you know, after pizza and a movie? That was why I screwed up.
Yeah.
No more of that.
No. Something about the basement, too, really messes things up, too, but I won't go there.
You did just have to bring that up, didn't you?
Well, you know, it's
just
about,
went there, didn't you?
It's about elevating your man, not demoting him. If you demote your man, your relationship's in trouble. So you need to elevate your man in all ways. That's what being a divine feminine is.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't say it better. And we have 5 minutes left for the show. And so, Scott and Jolene, where can everybody find out more about you?
I would say two places. Probably the best place to start off would be the community we just set up. The page isn't completely finished, but there is an opt-in box there that you can get to. Right now it's on my site, so it's at scottbrandonhoffman.com/community. So that's scottbrandonhoffman.com/community. I hope that's right. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And then on Facebook, you can get us at The Scott and Jolene Show. So facebook.com/The Scott and Jolene Show. And that'll be the place that we'll be updating everything and also having our free calls and connections and things like that, and share all the new projects and all that kind of good stuff.
I got to go stop and join your community.
Well, there you go. Let me know if the AWeber thing works.
Oh, we did that while I was in the bathroom.
You'll be the first out of the next million to come in there.
Nice.
Yeah, we just
Maria.
Yeah.
Anything you would like to share before we go with 4 minutes left?
Again, Michael, I just, you know, there are very few words that I have to express my appreciation for your undying, belief in me and the ability to give me the reins in order for me to continue what I want to do best, and that is becoming who I'm supposed to be, and that is to empower and elevate other people in getting their dreams out there and promoting who they are and making sure that they come full circle. So me watching you become the man that you are and continuing to move forward and be the example to all of us to continue pushing forward just gives me the right to be able to work my dream. And thank you so much for giving me the platform to do it in. And I will take care of this beloved show and make sure that you continue to be proud of me. So thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Maria. And I know you're going to do a really, really, really great job. Tamara, need last words, 3 minutes. Just leave me a couple minutes at the end, please.
Well, I wanted to thank Scott and Jolene because you guys are phenomenal. You're so funny. You're hilarious. You're raw. You're honest. You're beautiful. And such a great reminder to everybody, how empowering is your message? And I love that you empower people through your own humor and your own humanness. Oh, God, you guys are so delicious. Thank you. And Maria, the baton,
yes.
Girl, you deserve it. You're amazing. You sexy, hot mama, you. And, you know, you're going to kill it because you have everything that it takes to be amazing because you're already that right now. And I love you to death. And Michael McCleary, I'm proud of you, man. You are strong. You are courageous. You are a man, and you have embodied all of those qualities. And I have seen no one just completely do what they say they're going to do and show up. You show up for your friends. You show up for your family. You are in complete integrity with you, who you are. And you know what? You're so damn funny to play with and have caramel apples with and be silly and run around like goofballs and try on stilettos and funny colored hats. You are so much fun. You are my best friend. You're my best friend in the whole world because I can play with you. I can laugh with you. We have tears streaming down our face. And, you know, you're the most humble man I have ever met. There is no ego about you. You're filled with humility and love. And dang it, that is so attractive. You're amazing. You blow my freaking mind, and you are talented, and I think that I'm excited for you. I'm excited for us, and thank you so much for the honor and the opportunity that comes through the vehicle of you.
Well, I just want to thank everyone. I've got like 30 seconds left, so I want to thank Scott and Jolene, who were awesome tonight. Maria, I'm so excited for you to take over the baton and run with the show starting next week, and I want to thank Tamara, of course, my BFF, for being here on my last show, for being an amazing co-host. I'm so excited, everything that we're going to be doing together, where we're going forward. everybody out there, just go out there and do what you love to do. This may be a little an ending for me, but it's just the beginning, and it's just the beginning for all of you. So go out there, love everyone, have a lot of fun, and last but not least, go out there and be extraordinary. We'll see you all again next week on Anything But Ordinary Radio.
Please, oh please, baby, I'm on my delivery.